We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Call my name through the cream and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun.
Hello and welcome to the 34th episode of Black Hole Sundays. I am your host, Stephen Langford. Of course, you know me from the pregame show on 95.7 The Game every Monday through Friday from 5 to 6. We've been talking about the draft. I got in last week, had a bunch of picks, you know, had a bunch of guys, the dream versus reality, those types of scenarios, and last night in round one of the draft with the 17th pick, the Raiders, according to Mike Mayock, they got their guy that they wanted.
Here comes Roger Goodell.
With the 17th pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the Las Vegas Raiders select Alex Leatherwood, tackle, Alabama.
Alex Leatherwood, offensive tackle out of Alabama. 6'5", 312 pounds. He was the Outland Trophy Award winner, which is the collegiate award that is awarded to the best, the college football's best interior lineman, although he is a tackle, and that's normally what he is, but they counted him as an interior lineman here. And for me, when we're talking about reaches, because that's the word that's been thrown around, reach, reach, reach. I don't know if this one has impacted me more than the other picks, because we look at Cleveland Furl with that fourth overall. That was a reach. We look at Henry Ruggs, 12th overall. That was absolutely a reach when you had a bunch of those wide receivers, highly touted wide receivers, that would be taken off the board in the first round. Henry Ruggs was a reach. Damon Arnett with the 19th pick, even he was a reach. Josh Jacobs and Jonathan Abram, look, I thought they had him at good value at the time. Josh Jacobs for sure, Jonathan Abram not so much. But I'm not feeling the same about this quote-unquote reach than I am about those other ones. Colton Miller, taking him with the 15th pick, right? I'm not feeling the same way about that. I don't think we know enough about offensive linemen to truly determine whether it is a reach or not. Now, if you heard me on the pregame show earlier, that show I do, the show I do on 95.7 from 5 to 6, if you heard me, I wasn't too thrilled. But I took some time, you know, took a couple of hours, and then calmed down and looked at it in the grand scheme of things. And the way that Mike Mayock has been talking about him, look, I could go through all of what Mike Mayock had to say, but really, he just essentially says that, look, they got the guy that they wanted. They're incredibly happy with the pick. And we have to wait and see as to whether Alex Leatherwood's actually any good or not, because they're expected to insert him to right tackle and to start right away. And I know the fan base reaction and the media reaction and everything surrounding the pick, it's not what you want. And we're so used to this with the Raiders, right? Going out on a limb in the first round. Making a pick that nobody expects. And I'm not going to lie. The fact that his last name is Leatherwood, and you got a guy like John Gruden, and I saw after he was picked up, and this was from ESPN, they put a get-to-know Alex Leatherwood graphic up, and here's what they say. Hometown, Pensacola, Florida. played for former Heisman Trophy winner Charlie Ward at Booker T. Washington High School in Florida. First team All-American selection in 2020. But here's the last one. Known as a meme connoisseur, has over 1,000 memes saved on his phone. So when I thought Leatherwood and I thought about Gruden liking the pick, and it seems actually like it was mostly Mayock who was making this pick, because after all, that is his job as the GM, as the draft expert that's coming in and looking over these guys. Mike Mayock is the guy making these picks. But when John Gruden saw him, I just pictured it being like, you know, I like this Leatherwood guy, man. He's got that leather in the name, like a leatherhead back in the day. He's going to lay the wood on you. That's some old school football right there. But then when I saw the memes, he's a meme connoisseur. He has over 1,000 memes saved in his phone, man. 1,000 of them. Can you believe it? I like memes. He's also a good gift giver. Not gif with a T. Gif without the T. Those moving memes, you know? I like those memes, man. I like this Leatherwood guy. You can go ahead and draft him at 17. Who cares? So I did get a kick out of that, thinking about John Gruden and what he had to say with Leatherwood. But all I'll say is this is, I know it's a reach, but just give it some time. Give it some patience and see what he does on the field before we make any sort of judgments. Because, look, if he pans out and he's good and you get him with that 17th pick, you're going to look at it and just think, okay, it's not so much a reach. I mean, maybe they could have traded back, and they actually could have. They did get some offers, but it was nothing that, you know, floored them and made them want to trade back. So when they had that 17th pick, look, they just wanted Alex Leatherwood. That was their guy. And he plays for Alabama. I mean, that's the other thing. He plays for Alabama. He plays for a big school who's known to produce some pretty damn good guys in the trenches. So I just think we have to wait and see with Leatherwood. It's way different than these other guys. Way different with guys who, like, you know, with Henry Ruggs, for example, when you had Jerry Jeudy and Justin Jefferson, all these guys who were expected to be good in the season and could have been taken with that 12th pick, that's why it's a reach. But offensive linemen are different. And I saw this report earlier that said, you know, from Daniel Jeremiah on NFL Network, he said when he's making his mock drafts, you know, they got like 6 offensive linemen who are listed at the top. They could all change, you know? You could put them all at first round in the second round, and all of a sudden you can flip that and say, well, this guy could actually be a first rounder or a second rounder, depending. So really, there's no certainty with it. I'm going to wait and see. The only issue that I have with the pick, and this is a big issue for me, but it's the fact that they did not pick a defensive player. If you listen to the podcast last week, you know that I wanted them to pick a defensive player. And the two guys that I thought they were going to pick, either Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah from Notre Dame, the linebacker, who, quite frankly, a lot of people making their mock drafts had the Raiders taken at 17, and safety Trevon Mayrig, who they could have possibly traded back to get safety out of TCU. But they're still available in the second round. I don't think they're going to fall to the Raiders in day 2. And the amount of defensive players that they had by the time the 17th pick came around, it just felt like you couldn't miss no matter who you picked. Except the guy before him, Zaven Collins, who we talked about from Tulsa. He went to the Cardinals in the pick beforehand at 16. But with the 17th pick, they had a bevy of defensive options, and they just decided not to go with them. And I think that for me, is why I was disappointed with the pick at first. It's no knock on Leatherwood. He could be a very good player, and a lot of people like him, you know? And it's like, it's a reach for sure, and everyone was kind of confused because he was projected to go in the second round, but it's going to be a wait-and-see moment for me. I wanted to get a guy who could start on defense right away. Maybe they could pick that up in day 2. You got Asante Samuel Jr. from Florida State, Elijah Molden, or Javon Holland out of Oregon, but those guys could be gone early. A lot of guys on defense that you have here. But it just felt like in the first round there was so much you could have done if you wanted a defensive starter. And there's a possibility that Alex Leatherwood could have fallen into your lap in the 16th pick in the second round. Maybe not. You know, maybe he would have gotten taken beforehand It just felt like there were so many defensive players there, and I would have been okay if they would have taken a lineman in the second round. That's just me personally. But look, who am I to say that this guy, it's a reach, because no one knows. No one knows, and that's really what I hate about draft analysis more than anything. It's like, well, it's a reach, it's a reach, it's a reach. Until they get on, step foot on the football field, then all of a sudden he's blocking Von Miller coming off the edge, blocking Bradley Chubb coming off the edge, and they can't do anything, and they're not getting to Derek Carr, and Derek Carr is completing passes because Leatherwood is making blocks. I think that, look, we won't know it's a reach until we actually see his play on the field. I just think it's more of an unexpected pick rather than just a reach. Unexpected, for lack of a better word. And the knocks on Leatherwood so far is not necessarily his size. He's a very athletic guy, but it's his ability to finish off plays and be consistent. That's why he was dropping to round two. And also getting beat at the line of scrimmage right away. They're saying his feet are not quick enough, but Tom Cable, I think, can work with that. And I don't doubt that Mike Mayock does his due diligence, and he doesn't do any of this draft analysis without, you know, consulting his coaches and saying, can you work with this guy? Can he be a part of this roster? Can you start him at right tackle right away? And Tom Cable looked at it and says, yeah, I think I can work with that. And that's really where I'm at right now. I just got to trust the coaches, but I don't know. This organization right now, there's been some reports. I'm not even gonna give this the time of day, but there's some reports that there's going to be some major moves made within the Raiders organization. Heads are going to roll. Some big heads are going to roll, according to the report. I'm not even going to give it the time of day because I just don't know the validity of it until it comes from Adam Schefter, Ian Rapoport. I get that tweet that says they're releasing Trent Brown or whatever it is. I'm not going to believe any sort of reports that have that has the Raiders blowing things up internally. But we'll see what they do in day two. Look, the Raiders have been good drafting in the kind of early to middle rounds. And, you know, the late rounds are just, you're just throwing bleep at the wall and hoping that it'll stick. But these guys in the second, third, fourth, I'm excited to see what the Raiders do over the weekend. And I'll have an actual reaction episode for you on the Monday instead of just doing an episode every Friday so we can get an instant reaction. But for me, Alex Leatherwood, he could be a good player. And we're just saying it's a reach because no one expected the Raiders to pick him. And he wasn't expected to go that high. But just give it some time. Give it some time and wait for him to get on the field. And, I mean, he's a meme connoisseur, right? Instant Twitter follow for me. Instant Twitter follow if you're a meme connoisseur. I'm a meme guy. But the dude's got over 1,000 memes saved in his phone, which is just insane to me. I like this meme guy, man. All right. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. I know it was a quick podcast, but I just wanted to get my thoughts out there. Just be patient. You never know what can happen with the draft. So I want them to draft a defensive player in the second round, and over the weekend, they could do whatever they want at that point. You know, get an edge rusher. Hell, even get another wide receiver. Who cares? Get another tight end to get into that tight end room. You know, it really doesn't matter to me at this point. Just get a defender in the second round. Get either a slot corner or a safety. Safety is your number one priority right now. It has to be. Or maybe a linebacker. Who knows? They could really go in either direction, and I'll be okay with it. I just want to see what happens on the field. That's where I'm at. So thanks so much, everyone, for tuning into this podcast. I'll have another episode for you on Monday with an instant reaction from the draft weekend. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great weekend.